sitting at the table, is it?
Cool. I think they selected some people from not members.
Here's the situation. Please turn to issue A.
I think he declined.
The concept proposed, forget about the rule language striking, this is just the concept of supporting the idea. Okay, let me start again. What we're doing, Mr. Freeman, is we're going to go through all the issues very quickly and just do a 4-3-2 ranking and only clarification without discussion of the concept. Forget about the strike and underline proposal. We're only looking for, do you support the idea? That's all we're asking for. Okay. It's just a conceptual support for the concept.
I understand.
All right. A, which products should be subject to local approval? The concept that was proposed is to limit, this should be limited to the products and systems which comprise the building envelope and structural frame for compliance with the structural and load requirements. That's what they're asking. Does anybody not understand what that means? Not discussion, just a clarification.
Yeah. Is one speaking to the fact that it should be limited to the products that are listed in 9B72 only, and that the local product approval would only be required for those items, as opposed to using 103.
Something you don't understand about it, the concept. John?
I'm concerned with the striking of the and any weathering property requirements. Are we taking away certain cladding components?
Yeah, we're not talking about the rule. We're not talking about that document anymore. We're off of that. What we're talking about is a larger concept, and only the concept, not the specifics, because I think in the future you'll see that we're going to need to do some different steps. Just to get some concepts in place.
Right.
Okay? So, any further clarification? Those who would rank this before and find it acceptable, raise your hand. The concept. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8 in favor. I'm sorry, 8 acceptable. Who would give it a 3? Minor reservations. Okay? We have 1. Is there only 9 of us now? Is that it? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 5. Broadly left.
7, 8, 9. Okay, so we're all accounted for. If you would briefly just state what your reservation is, we'll catch you that. I'm sorry,
I'm an advocate of having a voluntary statewide product approval for other items.
Okay.
Say that again, Steve.
I don't hear you, Steve.
I would advocate having a voluntary statewide product approval for other items.
For all items.
For any other item.
The first item.
Mandatory for those items, voluntary for other items.
We discussed that before, the commission pretty much agreed with Steve's concept. It was a matter of, I think, the final conclusion of the debate, the way I heard, was we'll take the small step first before the big step.
All right, well, let's go on to C, definitions of structural components. Revised definition of structural components back to the original definition. We amend the language referring to components that comprise the envelope of structural frame.
Dale or Ryan, for Rick, we have the original definition in.
It was a specific items that were listed.
Let's let Rick get it. Go ahead, Rick.
We're again in response to the concerns raised in this February workshop and by staff trying to out which ones of the products that fit under the structural component category that have to be submitted for local state approval. The definition went well beyond when for existing systems flat. So the original proposal by staff was to again try to limit it and put it down to the for existing system as once flat. Elements, if you will, building, but we went through the process of thought and changing the words, limiting things back, it essentially made the definition worth it. Right? And that was what this comment is about. That definition really should be made more specific. And whether you do it by reinstating, you know, the technique and reinstating the old definition, so it covers more than just making a forces of system and pulse planning, whether you try to define it still in some more restrictive way than the definition I thought that it is, I think, the issue. You want to leave it broad open for things other than constant planning and system, or you want to try to make that definition so we can interpret what structural components and biological this is more specific.
Can you what DCA had what staff had recommended and then read it the way POA had wanted.
Structural component means any part or assembly of buildings that comprise the envelope or structural frame.
That's DCA. No, that was on the original test staff. Instead of, you can always see where the current graphic rule says envelope and structural frame. What staff had proposed was on the plan, thinking of the specific system. That's right. Those are changes from what we bought that
were used. Basically, we need to tweak the definition make clear.
Not talk about all structural components.
Okay, so the question is, Jeff, on C, is do we all agree that the definition should be tweaked?
I think it's a little more than that. To clarify the definition is not.
Well, we'll say it in terms of.
The revised definition was not as clear as the original. So our recommendation, first take it, was go back to the original. It wasn't that bad. But, in essence, what we're saying is that we need to relook at that definition and get it right.
So clarify definition of structural components. So we need to go ahead and get the tag on there. Okay, I've got the original language. You don't agree with it?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure that makes any difference. I think we need to agree that it needs to be.
Yeah, right. Well, I agree. We need to agree that we're going to work on that definition. Absolutely.
Not get down to doing the actual.
All right, so let's write up at least the concept, which is to clarify the definitions of structural components. If you want anything else that doesn't make it broader, less broad, or anything you
Put a period right after structural components and take out the rest of the sentence. Revised definition of structural components.
Yeah. Revised the definition of structural components. Okay. Period. Okay. Now let's go on the concept.
Yep. All right. Any clarification what that means? That this is apple pie. Steven said this is apple pie.
That's apple pie.
Okay. Those who give this a four, raise your hand. Looks like we have a we have one minor regulation for consistency.
That's right.
Can we get back to four?
Yes.
Okay. We're all there. Okay. D. The concept is to allow exemptions for third-party quality assurance for certain products. That's the concept, right?
All those products that were exempt from the product process.
Can you give me an example? Here, let me explain. I think this lumber and nails, there was an unfortunate period of time that when we came back with recommendations from the workshop, there was another conference going on, maybe people weren't there. There is an explanation that was developed explaining by the commissioners why staff imposed the things they did in the provision rule. The point of the provision that confused people is that we tried to rewrite the rule so that it would apply to or be interpreted to apply to more standardized products like commission lumber, which everybody has an impact on the same. It breaks in the right standard product. We tried to create a category in there to clarify that more than just timber could be recognized that you would only have to do inspection to approve that product. Simply you want to rebar. Yeah, and that confused folks. We did put as examples at the end of the new session the USDA, US 1-2, the National Lumber and Rule Standards, and the basin that had been located in another section of the rule. So I think a comment to restore the exemption from those is caused by the confusion way people understand what's trying to be done. But the exemption number one way. Just created this new category so that we can also interpret the process without having to go back and rewrite the rule of the actual product at the time of the one that was submitted. And that was the early standardized product.
So how would you frame that into a conceptual statement? Clarify that the rule allows this, allows exemptions for certain products for third party QA?
No, well, frankly, I'm saying that it's a rule that it's it can be explained what those are.
Yeah, I think that those are already standardized products.
Can you name more than lumber? What other?
Lumber, nails, rebar, anything where there's a what material specification on standard. You don't have to test it to demonstrate performance. The performance is assumed as long as the product is always being tested.
Jim, I can give him an example if you want.
Go ahead, Melvin.
An example is that, you know, we dealt with glued laminated lumber. The stand, the code, the Florida Building Code has in it specification and standards for such product. But also it referred to quality assurance program. So when we issued the deck statements for that product, we said, yes, you can approve this product through a specification standards with just as long as it's comply with the specification standards, but the quality assurance program for that should be according to Rule 9B72.
And our problem is we're told on 9B72.030, where it lists the prescriptive products and it says shall have third-party quality assurance, and then it lists just follow how much product standards it is for those who get third-party quality assurance. That's what it is.
Yeah, the let me go, I guess, a little bit further. Talking to them, any product is in those seven categories.
if I get a 501 sheet in or a plywood or something that says it's in compliance with approximate ES2 or whatever standard thing, how do I do the quality assurance? I mean, have I got to go and check and see if the quality assurance company has the rest of the state to have what can happen?
But yeah, that part can't be used.
But it's exempt.
It's not exempt under the law. The rule may have applied that, but not exempt with the exception, but the exception has no law.
But I understand because I was here and I heard it, the discussions that led into where we're at.
But Ronnie has a good point.
But everybody else would understand.
Everybody but Ronnie?
No. You missed my point.
All right, hold on.
I understand it because I was here and heard it being developed and the reasoning why it's the way it is. But to the layman who is reading the rule doesn't understand it.
Exactly right.
That's what I'm saying, clarify.
Yeah. So clarify it so that they would know by reading it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Part of it is difficult with the jar system. And the folks have been doing multiple times realize that it's the jargon. You're trying to, and there's lots of system jargon out there. So I think that's why conventional lumber, plywood, et cetera, explaining why the specification material standard is sort of the idea. We have to get people educated. Standardized product, and there's a product manufacturer, anybody who dreams up as long as it performs in a certain way. Once we have these two ideas that the food deals with two types of products differently, then I think it's just a very understandable concept. We'll just have to get that education.
So, what would the concept be? Let me be clarified. Explain it in one sentence or two. What do we want to clarify?
You want to clarify how standardized products are dealt with through the rule.
Okay. 1 second, the owner just to write this down. I'm going to go to you, Buster. Clarify
how standardized products are dealt with within the rule.
And the rest of that, let's get rid of it. that's what we're trying to do. That's the clarification to the rule. So clarify how planner is going to govern the rule. That's all the concept is. So Steve, pass it.
I think it needs to go a little bit further and not just limit itself to standardized products, because our firm has a client, and as much as I have volunteered to do it, they can't find anyone in China to be the third party quality assurance on their manufacturing plant. So somehow we need to define how third-party quality assurance can take place outside the United States.
That's Steve.
Explain that, Steve. That's the reason we adopted the ISO standards. This is an international standards paradigm. And we've approved accreditation body for Germany so far that accredits inspection bodies, the 1705, and the certification agencies, the ISO 65, and all the others. This is an international paradigm. I think those people could find somebody who is willing to look. We can recognize accreditation entities from other countries. The United States recognizes ANSI. ANSI is the representative to the ISO of the United States. So
well, then it must not be said well enough for people to understand. That's why I say revise it. The whole thing.
All right, so how standardized products are dealt with in the rule, and what were you hoping for today then?
And how standardized products and products from foreign countries.
All right, so how standardized products and products from foreign countries are dealt with in the rule. Okay, any other clarification on that? All right, if you can give that a 4 as a concept, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now 10. 10 is better. Okay. Go on to E.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What is standardized? What are you saying when you say that? You're talking about product and standards.
That's for the future committee to figure out.
Those are asking right now is for the big concept, but I think Dennis's question is what do you mean by standard?
Well, this is why I'm kind of the whole point of Jordan. This is a policy standard. It's also a specification standard, but it has a performance test. It gives for performance.
What we have
the difference of the standardized product is everybody's going to make everything like the same.
My suggestion would be to be very careful about using the word standardized standards, because it's very easy for someone to think that if you're using a standard that's referenced in the code, that would be the difference. Standard, standardized, that's not a lean down.
There's probably some better jargon out there, Dennis, but if you look at the different standard writing bodies, language, they mix it up. They don't use consistent language. One of those is pile of a standard, and like on maybe a specification standard, but that's not what ANSI is controlling the specification.
We not be advanced.
So that's what I was going to say, is the members of the labor are.
Glued laminated lumber.
Some examples such as glued
I want to see a label on every nail.
CMUs and
there you go. Thank you.
Okay.
No,
That's what they're trying to get you from China, those Chinese nails.
Okay, we're going to go on to E now. And the concept was to provide automatic acceptance for certain products and proven methods. And I think that this proposal is to cause them a certification of validity by improved certification agencies that we consider as clear. Right? That's what the concept there is. Any clarification on that? The concept of this.
Okay.
And if it is, it's not clear.